Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the number one story in the country right now. You can see that on the app we use, Lee. This vice mayor, Cynthia Gonzalez, Cudahy, which is a city inside Los Angeles County, begging members of the 18th Street and Florencia gangs to fight ICE. Again, this is why we call LA a post-American territory. It is geographically American, but otherwise unrecognizable, rejects basic tenets of American life, like laws we have and stuff. Here's Cynthia Gonzalez. She recorded this and then deleted it. That didn't help. The FBI has paid her a visit anyway, as they should.
Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, 18th Street, Florencia, where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting our people. And, like, where you at? Bien calladitos, todos los chulitos. I'm like, dude, they're running amok all up in your, on your streets and in your city. When the big gang guns come in, nothing but like quiet, and we're out here, the regular ones that have never been jumped in, out here calling things out, trying to organize people, trying to do the thing. So don't be trying to claim no block, no nothing. If you're not showing up right now, trying to like help out.
Okay, that is an elected official inciting an insurrection.
Yeah, Democrat. She wants them understand to fight ICE in the streets.
All right.
And the presumption there is, hey, you have to help your people. What people? Other illegal immigrants. This is leadership. Folks, I told you the Democrat Party would merge with these gangs and cartels. They would, they will, they are. And you look at what's going on here. I mean, this is, we see this, this is just a symptom of a guerrilla street war in this country. When Trump has to send in National Guard, Lee, don't forget why he sent the National Guard in. It wasn't just because they were rioting. It wasn't just because they'd already done $20 million worth of damage and working their way up to another cool billion like they did in the past. It was because when these coolios, that she calls them, and other Democrat fellow travelers trapped those ICE officers in their own building and surrounded it, and they called 911 for help. And 911, the police did not come. And then we later find out that the LAPD, the LA police, the individual line officers were outraged by that, and that Democrat Mayor Karen Bass went into the operations center from which dispatch operates to personally assure no officers would rescue the ICE agents. That's why Trump had to send in the National Guard. It was because Democrat leadership was trying to get ICE agents hurt or killed. by fomenting and implementing lawlessness, holding back the police so their street thugs could go to work on ICE. You tell me, does America still control this territory? Trump had to send in the National Guard, had to send in Marines, so we do there, and then they just shifted the operation up to Seattle and to Portland, where they were surrounding the buildings there. We had to put snipers on the roofs. This sounds like a war zone.
No, it sounds like Mexico, where the where the cartels are battling the federales. I mean, that's what, if the people that she were speaking to were to do what she asked, there would be no difference.
No, I don't see one. I don't see one. And you know, this reminds me of, and we know the cartels control the politics down in Mexico. I mean, we watched the punishment of one politician. It's been a month ago. The cartel live streamed her assassination and that of her daughter, who was standing next to her, on Facebook as a warning. And she's from the president's own political party. This is what happens to you if you step out of line. You're watching the windup for that. We will lose territory.
Yeah, in Mexico, you don't just lose an election, you lose your life.
You do. Over 113 assassination attempts, more than 60 of them successful. That was just the last cycle. And Lee, that's what she's calling for right there. That's what this is. Make no mistake, come in the streets, fight them. You got to stick up for your people.
Calling the ICE the biggest gang of them all.
Yeah. Giving them social security numbers so they can stay illegally, as Joe Biden did, and we found over 4,000 of those. Texter writes, Tara, they believe this is their land. My daughter got a 4-year degree in college, and she was taught that we stole the land from the Indians. Yeah, no, they actually laid that out, Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC, that, you know, Trump shouldn't be surprised, not our land anyway. Of course you're going to see a Mexican flag. It's their land. That's how they think. Texter writes, Tara, what she doesn't understand is that gangs need a healthy legal society in order to make profit and exist. Well, I don't know. The cartels are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Cartels are doing pretty well. Texter writes, 50 hostages remain in Gaza, while 49 hostages in total have been killed in captivity. Another texter writes, weighing in on the last segment, Trump's flip-flop on Iran looks taco. That's online. It's something that Trump always chickens out, is what they call it, taco.
Yeah, it's another Democrat talking point.
Yeah. Texter writes, Trump's flip-flop on Iran looks taco. It is worse than you even indicated, Tara, because he has formally blessed Iranian oil sales to his friend Xi, that'd be the head of China, in the CCP. Biden ignored and winked at that. But I don't even think that guy did verbally bless it. Not that I could find at the break. I was looking it up. I don't think he did. Best regards, so says Doug. Yeah, that'll keep the Iranian regime going, and they will repopulate, as they always do, and they're going to come for us. They're going to come for us on our soil. That's really clear from the front page of Tehran Times this morning. So this idea that we can have a ceasefire and we're all going to sit down and have a negotiation, no, I'm here to tell you that's not happening. You look at what they did before this. Again, trying to kill Trump, trying to kill his cabinet, firing on our ships. Okay, leave them in place. Look, again, Lee, I know not everyone agrees with me, but what I'm saying is, let Israel go. Don't make them turn the plane around. Don't throw a hissy fit on international television. Don't do that to Israel. Don't. Let them go. Let them finish this. What Iran started with those hang gliders on October 7th. Let them finish this. And again, when Trump personally was calling for regime change, not even 4 days ago? And then you're going to go throw it in Israel's face like, oh, what are you doing? No, stop. F you, blah, blah. Okay, but look, I want to leave myself some wiggle room, because when it looks like Trump's, at least with Iran so far, when it looks like he's hemming and hawing and, you know, spinning, really, and capitulating, usually that's when the planes are in the air to bomb something. So maybe we're seeing this again. Maybe he's trying to get the Ayatollah stick his head up so Israel can blow it off. But we can't leave this regime in place. We can't. Not this morning. Ron DeSantis down in Florida was saying that. He said Trump did an amazing job, but we got to finish it. It's incredibly dangerous to leave this regime in place.
Well, and I'm glad to see that ICE is doing its job, that any Iranian nationals that are in this country illegally should
they gotta go.
Rounded up, deported immediately. No question. Don't talk to me about due process. That is a national security risk, period. Any Iranians in this country illegally to begin with, obviously, that should happen. And quite honestly, that's not the only threat, because the Iranians have a history, and you've documented this as well, of hiring people to do their work.
Yes. And in fact, you don't have to be
looking for people that are of Iranian descent or aligned with mm-hmm. Iran, just people who are willing to get a little cash to do a little violence.
Exactly. And, I was going to read the names here. That's what they did. The first guy tried to hire a cartel hitman to do his killing for him. I mean, two of the three people who are in prison are Americans awaiting trial on this. The other one's Iranian, and then there's another one who is Pakistani, and the Iranian one made it back to Iran.
Had a 17-year-old last week that was pledging support for ISIS and posting videos with what appeared to be a bomb vest on in social media post here in South Carolina.
Yep. So, Israel wants to take care of it for us. I mean, look, I'm sure Israel would be more than happy to give Trump deniability as well, like, you don't have to participate. You don't have to send backup planes. Let them go. Let them finish this. This is their fight to finish. We got to finish our fight. We killed bin Laden. He's on the bottom of the sea somewhere where he belongs. What's left of him? Let them finish theirs. Let them finish theirs. Folks, if Israel had said to us, no, it's so wrong. You can't kill bin Laden and all of his Al-Qaeda henchmen. We'd have been like, who the heck are you? What are you talking about? I mean, look, Trump just killed an Al-Qaeda member in Syria not too long ago. Why? We're still hunting them all these years after 9/11, and we should be. Well,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, here on the Tara Show, we're big believers in the search for the cure. Really need to design one of those ribbons or whatever so we could stick it on our cars. The cure for liberalism, which is increasingly clear, is a mental illness. Or maybe mentally ill people choose liberalism. I don't know. We fought for the cure. New survey out. One of the largest ever conducted, 60,000 people 60,000 people. This is incredible. It's just simple question. Are you liberal, moderate, conservative? And how would you rate your mental health? Holy cow. 9 in 10 conservatives self-report their mental health to be excellent. 9 in 10. So 51% say it's excellent, and another 39% say very good. Only 19% of conservatives say that their mental health is poor. Now look at liberals. 45% of liberals say they have poor mental health. Whew. Unbelievable. And for the women, it's over 50%. So you meet a liberal, you're a dude, you're dating, you meet a liberal woman, run. Your odds are not good. Not good. Unbelievable numbers there. But again, we've been fighting for the cure for a very long time, and we do that through education and other means. Meanwhile, they assure us we're the ones who are crazy. Believe that. We're the ones who are nuts. But these numbers are incredible. And folks, understand, this is just self-admitted mental illness. This is not, an estimate or, yeah. This is what they admit to. I just shake my head. I was going to dig a little bit deeper into this, and now I can't. It keeps reloading, and I can't find it. I'm sorry, because the numbers in, I'm sorry, I had it up. I hate when that happens. It's just spinning. But anyway, yeah. Key takeaway there: over 9 in 10 conservatives self-report their mental health to be excellent or very good. Here we go. Finally, keeps reloading. Okay, so look at this. When we are looking at liberals, what percentage of liberals say their mental health is excellent or very good? 20%. That's it. 20%. When you look at the most staggering numbers of all, when you look at the percentage of liberals who rate their mental health as poor, 45%, another 39% put it as only fair. And folks, when you see them at these protests, they're angry. They're very, very angry. They walk through life angry. And you know what? I don't think that has anything to do with politics. I think that they have deeper problems. And I think that a party that taps into that anger appeals to them. A party that tells them they're a victim, a party that tells them they will extract revenge, doesn't promise progress or, a better way forward for everyone or more opportunity or a bigger slice of the pie. No, what does the left run on? It runs on rage. Do you see that? Have you watched any of the 28 movies, like 28 Days, 28 Weeks, 28 Years? I actually saw the most recent one this weekend, 28 Years. And what's interesting about the virus in those movies, I love zombie. I'm a sucker for zombie movies. I love zombie movies. You know what they call it? A rage virus. The virus in that zombie movie is not just a standard virus. They programmed it into the DNA of the chimpanzees that started off the whole story. Rage virus. It's rage. It's rage is an infection. That's the Democrat Party to me. That is exactly what we heard. Exactly, from Cynthia Gonzalez. I just played that audio. Vice mayor for Kudahy, which is a city inside of L.A.
In Los Angeles, 18th Street, Florencia. Where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else.
It's rage. Not about the gang. This is a party. You can measure the rage. $2 billion worth of damage during the Summer of Love. That is the insurance industry's official estimate, not mine. Um, Yeah, some of you asking me to send that. It was a survey of 60,000, one of the largest mental health surveys ever done. That is partisan. It was done by the cooperative. It was called the Cooperative Election Study. It was actually done in 2022, but that section of it was just released. That's what they're writing about it. Rage, mental illness off the charts, and a party to serve it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks, New York City has fallen. And you ask people all over the world, people can't even speak English, about America. What do you know about America? They say New York City. They even know how to say it in their language. Heart of our financial capital. Or it was, been moving lately. For New York City to choose socialism like it just did, because the odds are that, yes, there is a November election. This was a primary. And Cuomo this morning saying that he's thinking, he just lost by almost 10 points to this Mamdani guy. Self-declared socialist, point blank on X, four separate occasions, has been really clear. No, I don't want to partially defund the police. I want to defund the police, end the police, no more. No more police. It's going to be Gotham. For the Democrat Party to choose this in my lifetime, I mean, you have to step back. I mean, I can remember being a kid, and I was a very young kid, in the Soviet Union, USSR crumbled, disintegrated, fell. But the specter of that kind of authoritarianism, socialism, communism, they're basically the same thing. You start with socialism and with communism, it's centrally controlled governments, centrally controlled economies. Total authority rests with the government. To think in my lifetime, we could go from Rudy Giuliani being mayor of New York because he was so admired for the crime busting he did, for cracking down on the cartels of the day, which were the big crime bosses, the mafia, to today, you're walking around talking about cracking down on cartels, you'll lose a Democrat primary. You will. I mean, listen to that lunatic Cynthia Gonzalez from out in L.A., tell them, get in the street. One lifetime. From Rudy Giuliani to this. self-declared socialist, has called himself an anarchist in the past. Not sure if you are going to have total government control of business and industry, how exactly you're going to be an anarchist too. Maybe a leftist could explain to me because I don't get it. But to, folks, think about it, to watch New York go socialist. And they, by the way, they think this is the answer. They think this is why they lost to Trump, because they weren't radical enough. When you look at who campaigned with him, it was AOC, it was Bernie, it was David Hogg. This is the answer, they think. Come out of the closet, stop pretending, which, by the way, to her credit, AOC has said for years. I mean, that was her, she had a back and forth with Nancy Pelosi once. Nancy Pelosi wanted to get there incrementally and kind of pretend to be normal until the very last moment, and then they would show us who they really were. AOC didn't want to do that. She just wanted to go full bore. Now let's just be socialists. To watch New York City go socialist, the financial capital, not just of America, but of the world. It's like a light going out. Yeah, I know they've always been liberal. I get it. They've always been Democrats. I get it. But this is a new low. I went to bed last night hoping, and this is, I mean, this is how bad this is. Hoping Cuomo would pull it out. Cuomo. I mean, the thug who used his power to victimize women, sent thousands to their death from COVID with his policies, knew what he was doing, didn't care. Better choice than this guy. But you know what's important here? We tell you all the time on talk radio, it's not just me, it's all day long, who they are. Because when you immerse yourself in who they are all day for a living, you really get a good idea. This is who they are. They are authoritarians. They want to be ruled. They don't care if China rules them or this guy, Mamdani. They don't care. They want their enemies silenced. They want criminals on the streets. They believe they deserve to live in fear, and they want total control in the hands of the government. That is who the Democrat base is. And they're going to have, if this guy wins, they're going to have to move the financial sector out of New York. You know, I went on Newsmax not too recently and was on with a host who's, she was really cool. And I don't even think about it anymore. I talk about post-American, post-constitutional territories that are blue. And I'm not kidding. She busted out laughing. She thought I was joking. I was like, no, they're post-American. That's what New York is. It's a post-American territory with all the lawlessness that comes with socialism. A lot of which, but folks, we don't even understand. A lot of which we're not familiar with because we haven't grown up in it. We can't see what it is. But I've studied it. All of the classic doctrine of Marx is being deployed. I mean, what? Let's look at this morning. Marx, 1848, right? Go read his treatise on guerrilla warfare. Street war. And you'll be like, dang, I just saw that in L.A. That's what Cynthia Gonzalez is doing, the vice mayor. Oh, look, she's saying the gangs should get in the street and fight ICE. Yeah, that's guerrilla warfare. They use that all throughout South America. That folks, that was how Marx said you had to fight, because they were always outnumbered. There's never more than 20% of a population that really wants this. And so what would be necessary, Marx believed, was violent insurrectionists terrifying the population so the majority may not vote their way into socialism, but they would be afraid to criticize it. They would be afraid their store would burn to the ground, their business would be destroyed, they would be canceled, that kind of thing. That's what you're watching this. Let me give you another example. One of the things that goes on from China to Russia to countries like this, you'll see this in Cuba too. The law applies to you in the extreme if you are not a member of the party. If you are a member of the party, Katie Bardu, do whatever you want. Law doesn't apply to you. And do whatever you want. The moral system, the value system is the party. Your life is only worth what the party values it at to the party's enterprise. That's it. And that is why leftists think in groups. Well, let's see. Are you of any value? What group are you? Oh, you're an illegal immigrant? That's great. Oh, you're a human trafficking gang member? Oh, no, we don't want to send you back to El Salvador. No, no, no. We will fight to release you here. That is why, folks, when so many people were saying, wow, look, this is a bad look for the Democrats. They got that Mexican flag out there by the burning car. Wow, they don't realize how bad that looks. No, no, no. You don't understand. They have a different set of values. Now, this looks great. Why? What are they doing? They're telegraphing to the illegal immigrants, come here behind enemy lines, hide in post-American territories with us. We will protect you with violence. Look, we already did $20 million worth of damage before Trump stopped us. That was why. You think the Democrats would have erased that flag if they could have? No, they wanted everybody to see it. They're not hiding it. Because that's how it works in these countries. Think about it for a minute. President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum. Trump says, I will come to Mexico for you and kill the cartels for you at my own expense. Excuse me. She says, no, 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 don't do that. Of course, she couldn't say it because they'd assassinate her. But no, don't do that. Why? They are joined at the hip. You can't rip the fabric of the cartels apart without tearing the party down too. Excuse me. That's where they are. And for Democrats to do this, choose the socialist, you know what's going to happen too, don't you? They're all going to do this now. No, they're going to see some primary after primary after primary. They are going to fall over each other to volunteer. No, I'm the socialist candidate. No, I am more socialist. You know how we do in our primaries? Well, I'm the true conservative. No, not him. Me. I am the true. It's going to be like that with socialism. If you had told me when I was a kid and a socialist would win a primary in New York and probably will win the general, because I don't think Eric Adams is going to pull it off. He's way too sane. And he's still crazy. He's running as an independent. New York City goes socialist. Like, my mind is blown. It's just blown. Folks, Texter writes, I don't particularly care who the voters elect in New York City or any other city or state, as long as none of my tax dollars are going in any way to support that government. Well, they're gonna. Let the voters live with the consequences of their choices. Sure, but here's the problem. Look at Donald Trump, for instance. We have no rights in a socialist post-American territory. And the whole country learned that with the 34-count felony conviction. Do you know how many laws they had to break to do that? I mean, basic laws that are foundational to our constitutional system. For instance, statute of limitations. They just ignored it. Just pretended it wasn't a thing, that it had never been passed, that it wasn't a law, broke that law. How about the one that says, out to the fifth degree, if you have a family member who has a financial interest in this case, you cannot participate in it as a judge. You have to recuse yourself. The judge's daughter was being paid by Joe Biden's campaign, Kamala Harris's campaign, and Adam Schiff's campaign, and the Democrat Senatorial Committee. $90 million. She was sending out fundraising mailers talking about her daddy's court case. Total, clear violation of New York law. Didn't matter. Why? Post-American, post-constitutional, lawless territories. What are you looking at? Well, the Democrats are lawless. No, that's not what you're looking at. You're looking at the way that socialist economies, socialist societies function, where laws apply or don't apply according to one's status of value with the party. That's how it is. Trump already experienced it. And so we can say, well, we don't care. We live down here in South Carolina. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They can drag you into one of these post-American territories for trial. They did it to Trump already. Oh, they won't get my congressman. Yes, they will. You know why? They got jurisdiction. Because this is going to happen in D.C. too. You think that's going to be next? They're all going to be running as socialists. Anybody who's in Congress, where is their office? D.C.? They got jurisdiction. A way can always be found to connect you to the state and drag you in. Texter writes, hey, Tara, a socialist, a pervert, and an ex-cop walk into an NYC bar. Or was that a Democrat primary? I don't know what to make of this. This is just breaking. You know, Mark Root is the head of NATO, and of course, Trump is at NATO right now. He's asked about Trump dropping the F-bomb in, you know, live on cable television. Listen to what he said about Trump. Sometimes daddy has to use strong language. These Euro weenies, they're weird. Nah, they're totally weird, these people. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Iran had a plan to kill the president. Who doesn't? Well, they had more than a plan. It was a fatwa, and they tried to execute it. Anyway, they had a plan to kill the president. Who doesn't? They wanted to kill my dad is no reason to go to war. We heard it before. It didn't turn out well. Yeah, but when the people who want to kill your dad are on the verge of having nuclear weapons. And folks, again, I'm more afraid of the nuclear fissile material. Texter writes, there's no reason to be okay with becoming a minority in the country our fathers conquered. Yeah, and my big fear is becoming an ideological minority, that the idea of freedom that they gave us that made this country so wonderful will just fade away. You're seeing that with New York right now. Excuse me. Texter writes, what? Tara, the New York voters will need Snake Plissken to help them and escape New York, LOL. Good movie, John in Spartanburg. Excuse me. Another Texter writes, complete obliteration, mission accomplished. Wait, there's still weapons of mass destruction, more targets. Dumb butt. I don't know if you're talking to me or somebody else. Texter writes, Tara, Paul Harvey's 1965 broadcast, freedom to change still remains true. And finally, Texter writes, Tara, socialists and communists used to have their own party. Nobody paid them much attention. Now they have infiltrated a major party, Democrat, and have corrupted it almost totally. Yeah, I agree with that. And finally, ooh, I got to get this in. Hey, Tara, this is Pablo in Boiling Springs, a first-generation American son of Cuban exiles who escaped communism. You said it perfectly when you used the phrase different set of values. Mike's up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Check out the Battleground America podcast.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.